Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, you've probably had moments where your mind feels like a runaway train, thoughts racing, anxiety swirling, and that nagging feeling of, is this all there is? Journaling, my friends, is the magical antidote to that mental mayhem. It's not just about scribbling down your grocery list, though, hey, if that helps you remember those essentials, go for it. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-discovery, stress management, and yes, even unlocking that inner peace we all crave. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the transformative power of journaling for your mental well-being. First things first, get ready to unleash those brainwaves. Think of your journal as a safe space, a sanctuary where you can spill your guts without judgment. It doesn't matter if your writing is Shakespearean or chicken scratch, it's all about getting those thoughts out of your head and onto paper. This helps clear mental clutter, making room for clarity and focus. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of da-da some worries? Journaling acts like a life preserver, helping you stay afloat amidst the chaos. Speaking of staying afloat, journaling is a fantastic way to process emotions. You know that feeling when something happens good or bad and your emotions are all over the place? Writing it down helps you understand those feelings better, giving them shape and meaning. It's like therapy on a budget. Journaling can help you identify patterns in your thoughts and behaviors, which can lead to healthier coping mechanisms. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Madison, journaling sounds great, but where do I even begin? Don't worry, my friend, we've got you covered. One powerful technique is called free writing. Just set a timer for 5 minutes and let your thoughts flow freely onto the page. Don't censor yourself, don't edit, just write whatever comes to mind. It might feel silly at first, but trust me, it works wonders. But wait, there's more. Journaling isn't just about processing the past, it's also about shaping your future. Think of it as a tool for goal setting and self-reflection. What do you want to achieve? What are your values? Writing down your goals and aspirations can make them feel more tangible, increasing your chances of success. It's like having a personal cheerleader in your pocket, always rooting you on. Remember, consistency is key when it comes to journaling. Aim for at least 15 minutes a day, even if it's just jotting down a few bullet points. Make it a habit, something you look forward to each day. Think of it as a little gift you give yourself a chance to connect with your inner wisdom and nurture your mental well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered lawyer who's constantly juggling deadlines and client demands. She feels overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's running on fumes. One day, she decides to try journaling. At first, it's just a random stream of consciousness complaints about traffic, anxieties about an upcoming presentation, even thoughts about that cute barista at her favorite coffee shop. But as Sarah continues to write, she starts to notice patterns in her thinking. She realizes that she often dwells on negative aspects of her work and rarely takes time for self-care. Armed with this newfound awareness, Sarah makes some changes. She sets aside time each morning for meditation, prioritizes healthy meals, and learns to say no more often. And guess what? Her stress levels decrease, her focus improves, and she even finds time to pursue her hobbies again. Journaling isn't magic, but it can be a powerful catalyst for positive change. By tapping into the wisdom within ourselves, we can navigate life's challenges with greater clarity, resilience, and joy. So grab your journal, find a quiet space, and let the words flow. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Leave a comment on the website or tag me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those thoughts flowing and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.